Only a small number of people alive know what it's like to be chosen as a vice presidential nominee. One of them spoke to us as we wait for Democrat John Kerry to introduce his choice. We call Jack Kemp, who is a former Republican congressman and cabinet secretary. Republican Bob Dole chose Kemp to serve as his running mate in 1996.
It was in August of 96. My daughter and son-in-law live in Virginia. We went down to a farm, I should say, in the middle of Virginia, and I got a phone call to go up to the Watergate Hotel to meet with Bob Dole and his team. I had Levi's on and tennis shoes and was ready for a birthday party for a relative of mine, and my wife and I decided, well, we'd better go. So we turned around when we got to the farm and drove back to the Watergate. Here I go in there, and Bob was sitting there in Levi's as well and felt very comfortable. And I won't bore you with a long story except to say I really didn't think that I was the best candidate. I thought he needed, you know, kind of a pit bull to go after Clinton and Gore. And that wasn't my politics. That wasn't my specialty, I should say, in politics. So I said, Bob, I respect you. I admire you. I'll work for you. But frankly, I think you ought to get, you know, Dick Cheney or someone else. And I really, I don't want to say I turned him down, but I certainly didn't accept it. And then they called back in 24 hours. And by the time the week was out, I was his nominee.
When you were sitting in that room with Bob Dole and Bob Dole starts to talk the way that Bob Dole does. What went through your mind at the moment when you had a pretty good idea what he was leading up to asking you?
Well, there was no secret to what he was going to ask me. When I went back to the Watergate, I was told by his staff that he was going to ask me to, you know, to run with him. So he didn't have to beat around the bush. He just said, Jack, I'd love you to be on the ticket.
I would think that even for someone like you, who was very experienced in public life, who had run for president yourself, that getting that invitation might be a little scary.
No, it wasn't scary in that sense. What was I think my biggest challenge was to see whether or not I could live up to Bob's expectations of what he wanted in a vice presidential candidate and what the Republican Party wanted, and of course the standards that I held myself to. Of course, Bob, after the campaign was over, said he wished he'd picked Tiger Woods. But that's his sense of humor.
Well, did you come to think that maybe you were the guy for him?
Well, it turned out that we did well, I think, in keeping the Senate and the House in the hands of the Republican Party. I don't think that might have happened had we not campaigned day and night there in the last 2 weeks of the campaign. We didn't win, but I thought we did have a role, and certainly Bob had a huge role in making sure that the Senate and the House stayed in the hands of the Republican Party.
We've been talking to Jack Kemp. He's a former Republican congressman, a former presidential candidate, and a former member of the cabinet, and he's now the head of Empower America, which is a public policy group. Thanks very much for taking the time.
Thanks, Steve. All the best to you.